to Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Tuesday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, we're going back to Mike in Wisconsin, who had begun telling us a story. And we were rudely interrupted by the news break. And at this point, we can continue. Mike, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, so just to recap, there was a gentleman who was selling bikes on eBay. He had, I guess there was $400 bikes that he was selling them for, and somebody sent him a $2,000 check. He took it to the bank, said, well, I'm a little concerned about this because it's a $400 bike. Why'd they send a $2,000 check? Can you check and make sure the guy actually has this in his account? Well, yes, he does have it in his account, so he went ahead, cashed the check, and then at that point, why don't you pick up the story from there?
Well, he was arrested for check fraud because apparently somebody had stolen his identity. And he had to spend the night in jail and being arrested, and he was not charged. What was interesting to me about the story is he still had to spend about $14,000 to have the arrest removed from his record so it didn't haunt him later on.
$14,000?
Yes.
What was that $14,000, like just a fee to the government or a lawyer or what?
It was legal fees.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Which kind of surprised me because I wasn't aware that you had any accountability if people didn't file charges against you.
Right, so he had an arrest on his record, but there was no charges filed?
That's right. And so
the arrest was for check fraud, but how is it you can get arrested? I guess that's possible. You can get arrested, but they don't file charges, and they just let you out?
Yeah, well, because they realized that he doesn't know what he's doing. He got a check from a guy in Canada, and he went in to check if it was real, and the teller said it was. And it wasn't real, and so he had spent the night in jail. And they decided not to file charges because there really wasn't any evidence against him. Mm. He had spent $14,000 to clear his name.
Oh, my gosh.
And so anyway, he went to Bank of America and asked them if they could pay his legal bills, and they said no. So, and the reason I call is because this is a very interesting thing of a civil protest that people are doing. It's another, I heard it on AM radio this afternoon.
Okay.
About another guy named Clark Howard.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar.
I love Clark Howard.
Clark Howard is a kind of a consumer advocate show.
That's right. That's where I heard about it. And so he's launched a campaign, and they've gotten enough people to withdraw about $10 million from their Bank of America accounts. Because he's angry that they're refusing to help him, and that now he owes $14,000 for an arrest. He would never file any charges against
him. Wow.
Hmm.
So the Clark Howard listeners have together withdrawn that much money from their Bank of America accounts?
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
And yeah. I know you...
Has it worked?
Well, they actually, this is the fascinating part. Bank of America is now considering legal action against Clark Howard.
Wow.
Wow.
For doing what?
Well, I'll look into a new account next week.
Yeah, I'm not really quite sure, but you can go to Wikipedia and look that up, and he talks about it on his show quite often.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for the call, Michael. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. On what basis are they going to take legal action against Clark Howard?
Well, for messing with their business, I guess.
For stirring up a boycott?
Hmm.
That's not illegal the last time I checked, at least not yet. I know things are really bad here in America. I know that we're in a bad way with all this totalitarian socialist fascism going on here, but last time I checked, you could still do a protest. You could still boycott a business.
Apparently, you can't use public airwaves to do such a thing, though.
Ooh, maybe that's going to be their approach. That's a good question.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know what their approach is going to be. It's a bad thing.
Now, we're kind of keyed into, since we're a radio show, we're kind of keyed into the industry. And if there's a lawsuit filed against Clark Howard, I'm betting it's going to pop up on our, you know, our view screen here, if you will. Because we get kind of updates from allaccess.com and other industry news sources. So I would think if Clark Howard was facing a lawsuit from Bank of America, it would probably come through and we'd probably hear about it. So if you hear about it before we do, definitely bring it to us because that's pretty interesting and outrageous. All at the same time. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Going to go to the email box here, Mark, from Joshua. He says, the subject line, I could be a terrorist and you would never know. Funny thing about illegal immigration haters, it's not about the legality of the immigration. If that were the issue, those that hate illegal immigration would fight to have immigration laws repealed and let everyone in that wanted in. The ones that brag that their forefathers came here legally always ignore the fact that the laws were practically non-existent at the time.
Right. Oh, my forefathers obeyed all the laws, but there weren't any. None worth mentioning compared to what we've got going on now, at least.
He goes on, I am a citizen of the United States. I hate its guts. I can get bombs past metal detectors, make $5 shotguns and $5 shotguns 6 inches long that can be hidden in a pocket, convert many weapons to select fire full auto with nothing more than a shoelace, make C4, napalm, thermite, tannerite, potassium cyanide, and kill you in 1,000 different ways that you would never know it was me. I live right next door to two people. I was born here. I didn't have to go through immigration. I didn't have to do anything whatsoever to get here. I'm not a terrorist, but I sure as hell could be one if I wanted. And a much more effective one than anyone in the Middle East has been. My attacks would be unpredictable, because I would not have to inform other people and coordinate my plans over monitorable communication means. I wouldn't need a lot of money, expensive equipment, a college education, a coordinated leadership, a fanatically devoted following, or none of that. My name and face would never be seen on TV. I would be a ghost, only traceable by the destruction left behind. Are you afraid that I might live next door to you? Of course not. I speak English. I'm white. And I was born in New York. I'm an anarchist, but I don't tell you that. You have no way of knowing that. I might see you every day on my way to work. You might see me every day on your way to school. I might be any white English-speaking male in the United States. And you would never know it was me because I don't want you to know. So that terrorist excuse is just BS. From Joshua. Kind of a spooky email, huh, Mark?
It is very spooky.
Kind of hits home that if there were people that wanted to be terrorists in the United States, they could be terrorists, as we've pointed out on this show. There's nothing holding you back. Nothing at all. It doesn't take... I mean, he gives examples of stuff like making weapons full auto with nothing more than a shoelace, making C4 napalm. This guy knows how to do all this stuff. I don't know if he was trained by the military or if he just learned it from the anarchist cookbook or...
Shoelace?
Or online. See, you don't know.
No, I don't.
You don't know what he knows.
I don't know much about guns at all, and
he
I'm
knows
certainly
enough.
No anarchist.
He knows enough. And you don't have to be an anarchist to be a terrorist.
No.
So I don't know what he means when he says he's an anarchist. There's different anarchisms out there, but...
Well, it's just it's a scary term.
Yeah.
If you pick the scariest political philosophy out there, anarchism is going to be in the top five.
So, just pointing out here that if somebody wanted to be violent in the United States, there's no guarantee that they're going to be Middle Eastern. There's no guarantee that they're going to be non-white. We don't know who the next terrorist strike is going to come from, where it's going to come from, who's going to be involved. Anybody could. Anybody who is angry enough could, for whatever their reasons are. Reasons aren't really that necessary to cause terror, right?
Right.
Maybe they just want to cause terror. Maybe they just want to wreak some havoc, kill some people. Maybe they're just sick psychopaths. The point being that all of this security, all of this lockdown that we're seeing in the United States is all for show. None of the security is going to figure out who the person that wrote this was. And by the way, the emailer didn't write it. A friend of his did, apparently. Allegedly. And the email itself says that he's a guy, but who knows? Maybe it's a girl. And she doesn't want you to know that.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter where it came from, because you could make a fake email address very easily. I've done it before.
Sure.
In order to write into newspapers and magazines. I didn't want my name used, so I just use a fake email address and send it in that way.
Yeah, exactly. So this could happen at any time. The next strike could come from anywhere, and maybe it's going to be your white male next-door neighbor who has been born here and lived here his entire life.
Like it was with Timothy McVeigh.
Exactly.
Barry Nichols.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. On the way, copyright laws are about to shut down one man's tavern, and we'll explain why. It's over a musical performance that he couldn't afford. We'll explain. Coming up, you take control of the airwaves. It is your show, 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP for your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is October 10th, 2006. Gold opened at $571.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $602.86. Again, that's $602.86 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Carfinic Minute. In the 19th century, gas engines were the buzz. In the 20th, airbags took front and center. So which automotive invention could top the list in century number 21? Hang around for a wheelie, wheelie great idea when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Fred Flintstone thought the wheel idea was written in stone, but he spoke too soon. Introducing the Osmos wheel, a hubless orbit consisting of a single outer ring. Gone are the center spokes and constraints of conventional mid-wheel configurations. This new wheel design incorporates a tire rod interface, improving handling, decreasing structural stress, reducing wear, and boosting braking efficiency. Add a futuristic look to the list and a 2010 product rollout, and what was old is very new again. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel, George Jetson style. I'm Bobby Lykos. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. Direct access at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, on to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, John?
Hey, I haven't been able to listen to a while for a little bit, so I don't know if you guys have covered this, but on Sunday at 11 o'clock down in Connecticut, there's going to be a rally at the women's prison in Niantic, Connecticut.
Okay, for Lauren Canario.
Right, so anybody in the New England and New York area, If they go to nhfree.com, they can get more information on that.
Now, we're just to recap. Lauren Canario was arrested, I'd say, going on over 2 weeks ago at this
point.
Seems
like it.
Was arrested for sitting on the front porch of a house in New London, Connecticut. It's one of the houses that was in the Supreme Court case from last year, Kelo versus New London, that has been essentially condemned at this point. The owner has given it up. They've given in, finally, to the government's harassment and sold out their house.
At a point of a gun.
Yeah, exactly. And Lauren was there to sort of protest all of it, just sitting there reading a book on the front porch as the police came and arrested her for it. And that's why she's in jail. And not only is she just in jail, but she's also under, apparently, the mental ward, under a 24-hour-a-day light. Allegedly, she is being... nobody's being allowed to see her. Her own husband is not being allowed to see her.
Nor is the clergy.
They're not letting anybody in to see...
Really? They're not letting clergy in?
This is my understanding from the forum.
They are punishing her... They are punishing her, and the reason why is because she will not cooperate with them. She is exercising her right to remain silent, and because of the fact that she's exercising her right to remain silent and is non-cooperating as far as not even allowing them to... she's not walking with them when they want her to go from place to place. She's requiring them to carry her or put her in a wheelchair or something like that. And they don't like it. These bureaucrats don't like having to do the extra work. They don't like having to... They like docile little jail citizens.
Guys, not only are they punishing her for not speaking, I was in the courtroom the day that this happened, and the judge went through this whole big speech to the courtroom, by the way, while Lauren was not in the room, about how everybody has the right to remain silent, and he carried on about how you have a right to do that throughout the trial and through the whole process, and, in fact, if you speak, it can be used against you. Then they dragged her back into the courtroom after his speech, and he threw her into prison in, I guess, psychiatric evaluation, saying, because she won't speak, we don't know if she's competent. So he's contradicting himself like the brutal thug that he is.
And he's the same judge who presided over her case last year when she was also arrested for doing something else nonviolent, standing in the stairwell.
On.
Yeah, he knows exactly who she is. He knows exactly what's going on, and he is punishing her for it, and it's sick. So now you guys are going down there on Sunday morning. The details, as you pointed out, all on nhfree.com. And thank you for bringing that to our attention, John. We appreciate hearing from you,
thank you, as always.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number.
You know, I really do support Lauren getting out, and I would like to be there on Sunday. I have a prior commitment, so I won't be able to be there. But I hope everybody does show up there. I can't say that I think it makes any sense, this protest on New London anymore. I mean, the property owners, they...
Yeah, I disagreed with Lauren as far as her going there and continuing to fight the good fight down there, because it's over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's over. And
but that doesn't change the fact that we should support her.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's an opportunity to show these people...
She didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Right. She was arrested for sitting on a front porch reading a book. I mean, that's just nuts. And the way they're treating her is absolutely outrageous. So, I mean, regardless of the fact that she was there and we did or I do or do not agree with why she was there and everything, I personally think she should have stayed in New Hampshire and focused on New Hampshire activism.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it certainly would be a lot easier to get a group of people to come from, you know, the activists in New Hampshire. It would be easier to get them to come somewhere in New Hampshire than to go 2.5 hours down the road to Connecticut.
Sure.
But nonetheless, she made her choice, and I still support her as far as getting out, and getting out sooner rather than later. So NH3.com, great way to get more information about that. A performance of the Jimi Hendrix classic, The Wind Cries Mary, might just cost a man his restaurant. According to the Oregonian, Michael Dorr, the 37-year-old owner of Imbibe on the southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, has been slapped with a federal lawsuit by companies that own the rights to a trio of popular classics that were performed at Dorr's restaurant in 2005. The songs at the center of the suit, other than the Hendrix song, the music companies say Stevie Wonder's That Girl and the 1971 tune Slippin' Into the Darkness were played at his restaurant. Dorr says a rep for the American Society of Musicians and Publishers paid an unannounced visit to his restaurant on one night and heard covers of the songs performed by a local band called Black Notes. Because his place features local musicians and covers are rare, the owner didn't think he had to pay the musicians and publishers group an estimated $2,000 to cover performances of copyrighted tunes.
That's a lot of money for just singing three songs. That doesn't make any sense.
Now, that might cover him for a period of time. You know, that $2,000 might give him a year to where he could have that sort of performance going on. But the owners of the songs, including Wonder and Hendrix's estate, say he does. Now they're suing Dore for copyright infringement. Here's your favorite copyright in action, Mark. Really doing a lot to protect people, isn't it? And they're seeking payment of between $750 and $30,000 for each song, along with attorney's fees.
Seems extreme.
Dore said, quote, "It's basically going to bankrupt me and put me out of business. I can't afford the lawyer and the fees. This is going to close me down." The married father of two, who opened Imbibe a couple of years ago, said bands typically start playing after 10 o'clock, but after Friday, the restaurant will do without live music because of the lawsuit. He said, "It's a total bummer. It's scary for me and my family. The restaurant business is hard, and on top of other things, business is slow. This is the icing on the cake." So because a cover band came in to this guy's establishment and played three songs, now he's going to go out of business. This copyright law in action for you, Mark.
Well, I'm sorry.
He who supports intellectual property.
I do support
that. So you support this guy having his bar, his restaurant shut down?
I think they're asking way too much money. They're not shutting his restaurant down. He can't afford to pay them.
They're essentially shutting his restaurant down.
He should have been paying his ASCAP BMI fees
from the beginning. No, he shouldn't have. It's ludicrous to suggest that because somebody wants to get up on stage and play a few notes from Jimi Hendrix that this guy has to have his restaurant shut down. That's absolutely insane.
Mm.
And what about the band? Why isn't Black Notes, the band, going to be held responsible? Oh, it's because they're band members and they don't have any money, right?
Well, neither
can't go
guy,
after
really.
The band members. I mean, what? These guys get on stage, they play a couple of songs, and isn't it possible that the owner of the... For instance, if I go into the tavern and I'm a band, I have a band, and I say, "Yeah, I want to play your gig here Friday night." Okay, great. Do I have to pay you? No, we're just going to come in. We'll take tips or whatever. Okay, great. You're going to come in, hook up your
instrument. You're assuming that that's what happened, but okay.
Whatever. I'm just creating a scenario.
Sure, one that leans your way.
So the band, I'm just creating something
well,
here,
Well, then pay the band $1,000.
Well, some bands don't get paid. I mean,
get paid $1,000.
If this guy is having a tough time running his restaurant, I can guarantee you he didn't play Black Notes, the cover band, $1,000 to come in and play. So the band comes in, plays some songs. How's the bar owner supposed to know whether or not the songs being played are covers or not? Is he supposed to have an encyclopedia in his mind of all of the music of all time to know whether or not this band is deviating from their playlist to a cover song? I want to come back with more. Do you think it's appropriate that this man have to pay this money because this band played some songs in his tavern? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's Ken Solar. Dot com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Grab some archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. In fact, I just posted a fresh torrent for the entire month of September there at freetalklive.com. It's all free. Again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about copyright. A restaurant owner in the Oregonian is the name of the paper, so I presume this happened in Oregon. Anyway, he is facing a lawsuit from ASCAP, the American Society of Musicians and Publishers, because a local band named Black Notes got on stage and played 3 cover songs, apparently, one night. And now this guy is going to have to shut down his business because he can't afford the between $750 and $30,000 that the estate and ASCAP want in payment for the performance of these songs. And I just think this really points out how asinine and dangerous the copyright system is in this country.
If your business can't handle a $750 fine from some other business, you don't deserve to be in business.
How is it that that ASCAP can fine your business $750? When I open a tavern, do I have to sign an agreement with ASCAP saying, I promise not to play any of your people's music in my tavern as soon as my doors are open?
Yeah, pretty. I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I don't think
so. But you shouldn't have. You shouldn't be playing their stuff. You don't know.
Their stuff. As far as I'm concerned, if it's my guitar on stage, hooked up to my amplifier, I should not be prevented from playing chords in a specific order. That, my friend, is a dangerous idea.
I understand where
you're coming from.
I understand where you're coming from, but you know,
you're going to defend the law,
if you
that's
don't
what you like
have
to do.
Intellectual property, you are opening us up to a huge amount of dangers.
Oh, sure, yeah. Like what dangers? That somebody's going to play a song on stage?
Oh,
what's the danger of that?
Intellectual property, like, for instance, pharmaceutical patents.
No, we're not talking about that, Mark. We're talking about copyright, not patents. We're talking about a guy playing a song on a stage and a dude getting his bar shut down or his restaurant shut down as a result of it.
Authors will not be motivated to write the books that they currently are.
Okay, let's talk about music, because we're talking about music right now.
So we should just do away with all copyrights?
Yeah,
on all
we
music?
Should do away with copyrights, because it's ludicrous. Let's go to Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I have to disagree with you again on this one, Mark. That whole little idea of he should have paid ASCAP BMI, that sounds like a whole bunch like he should have paid his property taxes in order to keep his house.
Yeah.
I really have some major league issues when we start talking about this, because, you know, I always look at it as a rule of thumb that if it requires a massive national government and all of these international agreements like the Berne Convention to enforce a right, it probably really isn't a right. What we have is a privilege on one end and oppression on the other. That's the way pretty much any of these sorts of things are going to work. And some of the great novels of all time were written prior to intellectual property. Some of the great music of all time. Aesop's Fables didn't come up out of any sort of copyright. He had to go out and perform. That's what traditionally musicians, all the great ones anyway, always had to do. What we've brought about in more recent times is a complete innovation. Thomas Jefferson copied all kinds of things which the British government had copywritten in order to basically found this nation. Some of the foundational documents of the country were things that he was violating copyright. He didn't respect that. I mean, and why should you? But none of us use words that we invented. I didn't invent the English language. If this sort of thing had been copywritten, what sort of human progress would even be possible in a world of intellectual property?
I don't know. Have we stopped progress now at this point with copyright?
No, but we've slowed it down.
We have slowed things down considerably, but the simple fact is that since it's very apparent that progress really could not have come about without with intellectual property, I think it's absurd to start talking about intellectual property as a right. It is a privilege of government. If you do not support government, I don't see how you can support intellectual property. Now,
he
if you
does support government.
You may not have a problem with it.
No, he does.
I do support government in a limited capacity, and I have a difficult time imagining what life's going to be like without intellectual property. I think that that there needs to be some level of it. I think it's out of control. I think that we have some problems, but
yet you defend this situation with this guy getting being put out of business
because it fits my criteria. He's not being put out of business, Ian. It's $750. He said, "I don't think I can."
Hey,
pay
wait
it.
A minute. Have you ever run
jerk?
A restaurant? No. You're the jerk because you've never run a restaurant and you don't know what sort of margins these people are operating on.
If he's on a $750 margin,
$750 to $30,000,
restaurant though. I mean, restaurants, that's a tough business. You're losing money for
business.
A long time.
Absolutely.
And it's $750 to $30,000 per song, Mark. You're just glossing over.
Well, I think you should get on the telephone and start negotiating, don't you?
What are you going to do, negotiate with the court?
If he goes out of business, Ian, you know as well as I do, he's incorporated, my friend. He's protected, and ASCAP BMI isn't going to get anything out of his butt.
So
if he pays him $750,
maybe he likes
his
business.
More than they'll ever get.
Maybe he likes his business.
He can shut that thing down and open a new one, and ASCAP BMI gets nothing. ASCAP BMI is motivated to get some money.
You
he can
like
negotiate down to
you
$750.
You act like it's no big deal to just shut down a restaurant
it's
that you've poured
songs,
you've poured
Ian.
Years of your life into.
It's three songs. You're not gonna. You can't convince me that he can that a court is going to rule in his at $30,000 for one bar in the middle of nowhere Oregon for three songs. I'm sorry.
Courts have done more ignorant things than that. I mean,
but the guy's protected by copyright.
Court decisions.
He's protected by his incorporation. He'll go out of business. He doesn't pay.
You're making some assumptions about whether or not he is incorporated. But in any event, at the very least, he has lost his business. I mean, you. Anytime someone loses anything short of their life, they haven't lost anything. They lost everything, but that doesn't mean it justifies you taking what they do have.
Right, and according to Mark, it's no big deal. He's just going to shut his business down. Well, you know what, Mark? You know what? You're so callous to this guy. You don't know how much time, how much effort he has spent putting into this restaurant.
I can see he didn't put a lot of time and effort in preventing people from playing other people's music inside his bar.
Again, Mark, how are you supposed to know if the song being played is a cover, huh? How are you supposed to know that?
You make your musicians sign a piece of paper, every one of them, that says, "I won't play covers."
What if he did? They haven't said anything about them going after the band, and most likely they wouldn't go after
the
band under any circumstance.
I think that would be the first thing that I said to the reporter. I had these musicians sign a piece of paper that says they wouldn't pay any covers. I didn't know it was a cover. Seems like a pretty good defense to me.
Rob, any other
thoughts? I don't think it would cover. But anyway,
Thanks, man.
Love listening to you guys.
Thanks, Rob. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I agree with Rob.
Of course you
do. In that case, they're just going to say, well, so what? It doesn't. According to the ASCAP rules, you can't do that. According to our rules that we've got here with our government protection agency, well, according to these rules, you can't do that, and you have to be responsible for every piece of music that's played in your restaurant, whether it be from a band or over the overhead speakers. It doesn't matter, sir. You now owe us $90,000.
You're making some assumptions there. I mean, that's in fact the rules. I mean,
yes,
who says you can't make? Who says you can't have a lawyer draw up a piece of paper that says that you abdicate all responsibility for what the bands play in your bar?
Well, maybe he should do that.
Maybe he
and he should look into it.
Yeah, well, you've got to do your due diligence when it comes to business.
1-800-259-9231. Will you act like this guy is just, it's no big deal that he's going to shut down his business here?
You act like it's actually going to happen. And I think you're both drama
like,
queens.
What's
you
gonna
and
happen?
Him.
That he's going to shut down
yeah,
his business?
Yeah, for $750.
Times three. And that's the minimum.
No, that's
Mark.
$750 to $30,000 total, right?
For each song, sir.
Oh, my God. We're talking, what, $2,200 here?
If you're barely making payroll, yeah. $2,200 is going to shut your business down.
I think you could probably make those payments over 5 years.
Unbelievable. You
just
don't care.
You just don't
care
that
he's
profiting off of other people's property.
You're profiting off of some band getting on stage and playing a Jimi Hendrix song.
It was a crappy job of profiting. He should have made
it. It was probably a crappy cover.
He should have made an effort to make sure that he was covered in those circumstances then. Look, you've got to do your due diligence when you open a business. Look,
you
man.
Should, oh, yeah, you should do due diligence. You should get in there and read every single law that applies everywhere to every single business
BMI,
and all the stupid copyright
business,
laws.
That's what they sell. Yeah. You're stealing it when you do something and when you make profits off of other people's work. I'm sorry.
You know, maybe what he should do is make all of his restaurant clients, sign an agreement saying they're not an ASCAP lawyer when they come into the business. No ASCAP lawyers allowed. Get off the premises. And no scumbags like you, Mark, either. 800-259. You'd probably
you just
rat want to
steal out. People's stuff.
You'd probably
you
rat them out, you dirty
crap.
Snitch. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Oh, come on. You're ludicrous. This is your show. You take control. Even in these remaining moments, it is Free Talk Live.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
we've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Even in these remaining moments, still enough time for you. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Great way to help the show out, considering we give you everything on our site for free, is to become an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you go to learn more about the program. It'll cost you all of $3 a month. Now, again, we give away the site for free up front, so this is a totally voluntary option. Luckily, over 280 of our listeners have volunteered to step to the plate and become amplifiers, because they realize that getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations, getting us on more internet connections, is an important thing, because really we're the only radio show out there 6 nights a week doing pro-liberty content.
I think we're one of the few shows doing pro-liberty content at all.
Yeah, that's true. So if you want to,
there's not many out there.
If you want to see it spread, the best way to do it is to AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get the details. You'll get a few perks as well, like access to classic archives and the amplifier-only phone lines and more. Again, the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the AMP lines, we're going to, let's see, who is this here? It's Liam, actually. Liam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How's it going?
Hey.
Mark, first off, I just want to say shut up, okay? It's not fair what you're doing, what you're saying about this thing with the bartender. It's not fair, okay? To say that this guy should get fined for a band playing a cover song is actually pretty hypocritical of you, because don't you go sing karaoke all the time?
I would assume that those companies pay their ASCAP BMI fees.
Yeah, we would assume, but you can't always assume, because there's programs out that actually allow you to rip the vocal track off of CDs, and you can use it. Boom, there, karaoke, you've got it, and you can do it for free.
Well, you can do it, but the bar would still be, you know, the bar is the place of business that's profiting off of it, so they would be the ones that are responsible for that. I mean, I as an individual could go and find some song that's never been put on karaoke. I could pull the voice tracks out of it and then bring that in and have the VJ or whatever play it, but the
VJ could be doing that on his own without the bartender's knowledge at all, and then it's his fault somehow. How does that make it his fault?
The bartender's the one making the money on the
ignorance
on the
drink. Of the law is no excuse.
Look, I don't care whether you know whether you're stealing my crap or not. If you're stealing my crap, you're stealing it.
But you're not stealing it by singing it. So every time I walk down the street and hum something, let's say somebody gave me a quarter while I was walking down there, like, hey, I like the way you hum that, and they gave me a quarter, then boom, I should get sued.
Well, I think they would have a difficult time enforcing that, but
right, well, because the ASCAP and the BMI lawyers aren't going walking down the street listening for people humming. They're targeting bars and restaurants for harassment. That's all these groups are. They're a violent group of thugs harassing people over song lyrics.
And let's not forget that they're supposed to be having trials in, you know, in front of juries of their peers, and it seems to me that a jury of their peers wouldn't give them anything more than a percentage.
Yeah, right. Our peers are morons.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
Most of our peers are morons, and you think they're going to find otherwise? Than what
so I should just do away with their intellectual property because the people that might stock a jury pool are morons?
Thing as intellectual property.
So
Mark.
You say.
All right. Well, anyway, Ian, I like your pro-freedom message. Mark, I don't like your pro-fascist message.
Thanks, Liam. We appreciate
I'm marching him into the gas chambers every day.
800-259-9231. You're just a few degrees away, Mark. That's all. Just a few degrees of separation. You know what? Let's look on the inside of this. Johnson sent this to me. It's from somebody who's actually a part of ASCAP. So let's go to the other side of the coin, shall we? Since I've done a lot of writing on ASCAP and the music industry, I write because thus far they've stolen more than $100,000 from me. I'm Terry James, an ASCAP member. I wrote two songs, paid for their entire production, and they were placed in the movie Home Alone without my consent. Be With You and You're Old Enough. You don't find them in the credits because they were stolen, and Hollywood doesn't advertise their acts of theft or copyright infringement. Fox Films, John Hughes, Chris Columbus, and others know this is true, and unfortunately for them, they fully documented it. ASCAP is currently out of control. The writer members have no say nor any voice at ASCAP. They are intentionally kept from corresponding with each other, all for the benefit of the publishers. The details of this constitute a book and perhaps a volume of books. ASCAP actions rise to the level of racketeering under the RICO law and various other laws pertaining to copyright infringement, embezzlement, money laundering, and mail fraud. The FBI will find a larger pool of criminals at ASCAP than they ever found at Enron, using the same big six crooked accounting firms and the same fraudulent creative accounting to fatten their bottom line. Bergman and the other rich and famous board members know about this fraud and actively engage in keeping it from the authorities. Betrayal is, of course, why would the authorities care? They're all hand-in-hand together. Betrayal is the worst form of treason, and ASCAP betrays its writer members every day. I'm about to file a lawsuit against them in an open investigation that will make Enron look like a charitable institution. In federal court for criminal copyright infringement by the rich and famous, not downloaders, whose ASCAP's RIAA board and members seem too overzealous in deflecting their own illegal activities. I want to say this to downloaders. No record company, nor ASCAP, nor BMI, nor any other music industry participant has a license for the reproduction of music on the Internet. It's very simple, because each clause of a contract must specifically state which right under copyright law the author is granting. Without a specific clause stating usage on the Internet, there is no contract for this right, which means ASCAP and the RIAA do not have standing on Internet single-cast, broadcast, or multicast musical works, and this covers downloading.
Very interesting.
Their whole copyright infringement case log regarding the Internet thereby becomes null and void. They must have permission of the original author, not just the copyright holder, who is most often a label with a specific contract to participate in copyright actions regarding musical works. I never gave them that right. No writer member ever gave them that right. And all rights not stipulated in contract remain with the original author, who also has the right to revoke any license at his sole discretion. So he's essentially saying the RIAA, ASCAP, are going out of bounds here, going beyond the original contract specified with the writer members and the authors. The defense to downloading is that those suing don't have the right to enforce a non-existent contractual clause to begin with. There never was a prohibition against downloading in the original contracts.
Of course there wasn't.
And perpetual clauses in, quote, any new technology or form of reproduction are a non sequitur. In that right, cannot exist if the medium does not exist. These are merely the attempts of the publishers to steal rights which they don't even know exist. Because they've not bargained fairly for those rights, they don't exist. Every contract ever written with songwriters, therefore, can and must be renegotiated. One of the editors of a website, Levine, said that copyright law was written to protect publishers and authors. Copyright law was, in fact, written to punish publishers who steal from the authors. There are two words in the U.S. Constitution, in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 8, authors and inventors, and nowhere is the word publisher found. Publishers were originally printers of manuscripts. They were equitable in that they split the profits with the authors 50-50. When radio, movies, and records came along, all of that changed. None of these paid royalties or anything to the authors. Thus, copyright law was codified, again, to protect the authors and not the publishers. ASCAP was originally founded to collect from Hollywood the royalties that they refused to pay.
Right.
Then ASCAP later went crooked, giving the publishers control of ASCAP. So, like a lot of things, the original concept was perverted and shifted to those in the positions of power. Publishers are the record companies, which are the labels, which are the movie companies, which is Hollywood. Every time the authors tried to get paid, it was Hollywood and New York that stopped them, not the consumers. The MPAA, RIAA, and the rest of them are one and the group of Hollywood and the New York Board of Directors. And that's exactly how they control the industry, just like the five families of the Mafia. As an author and an artist, I side with Janis Ian and the people who want to download music. It benefits the author and the artist in 500% increase in sales. But Hollywood and New York don't want it because they couldn't control who could make hit records and CDs. And Hollywood goes back to Beverly Hills, while New York goes back to places like New Rochelle, Rochester, and Westchester. Producers and directors totally unwilling to pay for music. Instead, they give away $100 million to actors like Keanu Reeves, while Robert Redford just looks the other way while Hollywood turns Sundance into the new Warner Brothers backlot. And he goes on and on about, you know, this is a guy on the inside. This is a guy who is a member of ASCAP. He's seen it. He's seen the bastardization. He's seen it from the inside, how bad it really is. So here you are, Mark, defending this agency that does nothing but be essentially a front group for people in power, for people, the elites behind these organizations.
Which agency?
ASCAP, RIAA,
BMI. Look, I'm not defending ASCAP or RIAA.
Yes, you are.
Any more than I'm defending anybody who owns any damn thing. I would defend you if somebody came in and stole your crap. And that's
there's nobody coming
happened.
In anywhere stealing anything.
Well, I'm sorry, that's what, according to the law, that's the way it
well,
is.
The law is full of crap.
Look,
the law
man,
is garbage.
I'm not saying
the law was written to protect
I'm not saying intellectual property
power.
Doesn't need to be need to have some revamping, but I am telling you that there needs to be intellectual
right.
property.
Who's going to revamp
otherwise,
it?
Otherwise, there's
Mark?
Not going to be any
who's
any
gonna
innovation.
It? Who's going to revamp it? The ASCAP RIAA? The people in power, the people who are connected with those in power, the little guys are not going to be revamping the law. We're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.